Basically, I've got just a few questions about the people behind Riot Games, sure. Not the game itself, because I think that it's very important also to know and emphasize the people behind the great game and stuff, you know? And yeah, I don't want to violate any of your privacy or something, but just want to ask about how you connect hobby and your work, for instance.
Great.
So maybe just, could you please, yeah, simply brief, give us a brief introduction of yourself and what you do at Riot Games so the people know what you are?
So my name is Travis George, and I'm a senior producer at Riot. And what I do is I work with the development team, so the artists, designers, programmers, and all the people who actually directly make the game itself and PvPNet. And so I'm responsible for making sure that that group is working effectively, so doing the right things, giving players what they want, essentially. And my background's actually in game design and engineering. So I haven't always been a producer, but I've been a producer at Riot for about four years now.
All right. So. That's cool. So I guess you have had some interviews already here at Gamescom or at other conventions. Do you experience a great difference between, let's say, real journalists and hobby journalists? And are they, is there a great difference between how they ask and what kind of questions they ask? So that would be something that would be interesting for me.
Well, I don't really notice a difference most of the time. The one thing that I do notice, and especially at Gamescom, is that everybody is always really enthusiastic at Gamescom. You know, and that's not to say people aren't enthusiastic everywhere else, but I've always appreciated the enthusiasm from people. I don't really notice a large difference in types of questions asked. I think that's much more specific to what that person's interested in or what their readership is interested in. But overall, I mean, I don't notice a huge difference. At the end of the day, what I notice a difference is who are the real fans of the game and who are just kind of showing up as an assignment.
All right. Okay, that's cool. So I have nothing to be frightened of. Go ahead. May I ask what your everyday life looks like? Are you really able to separate work from a hobby or privacy and do both overlap sometimes? So, for instance, you have you're having a family afternoon and having a great idea for a new champion or something you could change within the game. Do you try to simply keep that in mind, or do you say, oh, wait a second, I need to write something down because it's just a nice idea for the game?
Well, I think everybody at Riot's really, really passionate about the game. So I think that a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about the game.
Yeah, right.
Personally, for me, I'm thinking about things all the time. I do try to actually make sure that I have time to kind of put myself in a space outside of work. But that's never prevented a good thing from popping up. Okay. Or if there's something that we need to actually address, say, like on a weekend, or we have something that players need addressed, of course that will always will take precedence and everything. But overall, I think most people at Riot spend a lot of time thinking about the game just because they're players of the game and because they're so passionate about it. So a lot of times people come in and like, I was eating dinner and I had this great idea for X, Y, or Z. Or I was playing a game, because we all play the game for fun. So somebody will be playing the game for fun on the weekend and they'll come in and be like, man, I really want to make this thing better. And so I think that's the general kind of feeling you get with the development team and at Riot in general. So it's because we're all fans of the game. So
okay, that is also an answer to my next question I had. So whether you consider your work at Riot more like a job and a job only, or more like affection or a duty, because I think you already, maybe you want to ask something.
Yeah, I think most people at Riot consider what they do to be a really great experience. You know, I personally feel like that it's the best job I've ever had, hands down. And really, I think that it's more than a job, because again, we're all fans of the game, and so we as fans of the game want to have, you know, we want to create the best experiences for all the players that feel similar to us. And so I think everybody, for the most part, feels like it's a great opportunity to work with a lot of really talented people at Riot, and also give fans and players what they want. So,
yeah, I think people can really experience that, because you are only good at something you really like to do, and that is what I myself, as a League of Legends player, also experienced, that you have a lot of effort in your job and in your work.
Yeah, passion's an incredibly valuable tool that you can use. When you're passionate about something, it may never feel like work, even though you do have a lot of responsibilities and obligations to players, to your coworkers, etc. But passion is a really important trait, and we actually look for that when we interview people. We look for passion about games and gaming in general, or even passion about their particular field or craft, you know? Is an artist really passionate about taking their art to the next level and really contributing and really willing to learn? And so we look for that passion in general across the board.
Oh, that's cool. So, I could imagine you to be as a role model. It's really exhausting. Like, for instance, on the forums or also in interviews, it might be that you are confronted with some unjustified criticisms or stupid whatever comments or something. How exhausting is this really to brace yourself and keep calm and not to get angry about people on the forums? Is this,
Yeah, and there's always going to be comments that are not positive. And most of the time, those comments are because people really care, right? Like, the people who are upset about something, in 95% of the cases, are just upset because they're passionate and they care about something, whether it's a change to a character that they really love or, you know, some decision that we made over here or over there. The reality of it is most people are very passionate about, again, that passion, I think it's very important, and they want to understand. And so what we try to do is contextualize and explain to people why we're making the decisions that we're making. And we're not always right, but we're very open to hearing what the community and our players say, because ultimately that's who we're there for, is our players and community. As for me personally, well, yeah, because I feel a lot of responsibility in general for everything that happens on League of Legends. And so, you know, I do take it, I never want to see people be upset about something or not understand a decision that we made. And so I think a lot of time we spend explaining why we're doing something versus not. But, you know, you just go, if something's particularly frustrating, you just take a deep breath, you go take a walk or something maybe, and you come back and you have to solve the problem, because that's what you're there to do. You're there to solve problems for players, whether that's fix the problem, whether that's change the decision that was made, or whether that's just explain the rationale behind the decision that was made. So.
All right, that's a nice attitude, and I think it's, people should really worship what you are doing at Riot, so... But what would be also interesting is, after you're coming back from home from work, are you still have you still the endurance and also fun with playing League of Legends or even other PC games, or is it like you don't want to sit in front of the computer anymore because you did it all day long at the work?
Well, strangely enough, a lot of us are all gamers at heart, and so I personally go home and play a lot of games. I might even go home and play League of Legends several times a night. And so I think a lot of people share that passion. I've played a lot of games recently. I actually grew up playing console games, but now I'm more into PC games. PC gaming is really my passion. Also, not only playing, but developing for. I think PC is a great platform. But and it's very common to actually see people at the office still at Riot playing League of Legends after they're done working for the day. So it really is a passion that kind of goes through the whole company.
Okay, that's cool. So... where did I stop? Sorry. okay. I could think of you being here in the business area all day long. So are you even interested in the other games, the big games the gaming community is really looking forward to, like Grand Theft Auto 4 or Halo, Assassin's Creed and stuff? Is this really something you can also experience at Gamescom, or is it too busy for you to stay here in the booth?
Well, it's pretty busy here, but I do have a little bit of time to go and wander the floor and check out other games. Again, I'm a gamer at heart, so I love seeing all the games that are coming out and looking at them and playing. But there's so much stuff, I probably don't get as much time to spend it, but you know, I'm here to talk to people, talk to fans, meet fans. And honestly, I love spending my free time at our booth in the consumer section, because you get to actually meet players.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. Actually, right outside here, I'm sure you saw, there were some cosplayers that came into the business area. I don't know if they're supposed to or not, but they did, and that's great. I love that. So I love spending most of my time with players like that. So,
okay, that's nice. So, coming back to the game itself, what is your favorite role, and which is your main or favorite character you play the most?
So, I play a lot of different roles, actually. I probably play jungler the most.
Yes, Volibear.
Actually, I play. I don't play Volibear jungling much. I play Volibear top, though. Okay. Yeah, he's great top against certain champions. The regen will get a lot of people to. You can bait a lot of people with the regen. So I love playing Volibear top. But my most played role is probably jungler, top, mid, and support. The only role I really don't prefer to play is AD, just because I'm not as good at it, and I don't have as much practice at it. That used to be my main role, but lately my main role has been jungler. Some of my favorite junglers, it just depends on who you're playing with and against. I love jungle Amumu. Udyr's always fun. And Nocturne sometimes. I love the initiate that you can build on a tanky Nocturne sometimes, so... coming out of the jungle with his ult's pretty satisfying. Yeah, exactly. So those are my most played champions recently.
Okay, that would be the same champions for me. I just played a game at the booth, also with Nocturne Jungle, versus some cursed people. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So, 2 years ago, League of Legends was just a newcomer in the MOBA genre. And within those 2 or 2.5 years, it has grown to the biggest game of esports and even surpassed Blizzard with World of Warcraft and stuff. Did you ever expect this community to grow this rapidly?
Well, if I were to go back in time and tell you what I thought 3 years ago, I think the success that we've had and the amount of players that are really interested and engaged with League of Legends, I was very surprised, and I think as we all are, and... it's been a really great experience for all of us. But if you went and asked me 3 years ago, would it be this big? I would have said, well, I hope so. But, you know, we're very realist about things. And so we just try to stay very humble. And we always, one of our biggest problems is we underestimate sometimes how popular things will be. As an example, last year we had a Gamescom booth and we had a very small booth.
I know.
You were there, and I was here also because we were debuting Dominion. And it was so crowded you couldn't even get into the booth.
Yeah, right.
And it was more full than most of the other booths in the entire hall that were three times as big. And so that wasn't us saying, oh, hey, we don't want to spend the money. That was just us saying, well, hopefully people will come want to see Dominion. And turns out a bunch of people did. So, and that's just because we always try to stay very humble about things. But if you would have asked me 2.5 years ago, I don't think that I would have predicted this much success. I would have been very hopeful about it. And we're very, very grateful for players for the success that we do have. And we hope to continue that.
Yeah, let's say League of Legends was just as big as 2.5 years ago. What would you maybe tell your fans or newcomers for sort of a little teaser or spoilers what people can expect in the next few months and for the second season furthermore? Is there anything you can maybe spoiler for us?
Well, I can't spoil anything, but I think one of the big things is we're all really, really excited about esports. And as you mentioned, we're doing the largest tournament that we've ever thrown here at Gamescom for the EU regional finals. It's a $150,000 prize purse, which is more than 50% more than season one championships last year. And we're really happy to be doing that in EU first at Gamescom. But also, I think the biggest thing that we're excited about is season three. Wrapping up season two and then starting season three, we're really looking to elevate esports to the level that it deserves, and that's because that the fans, like you mentioned, the fans are already asking for it. And so what I can tell you is that season three is going to see the biggest change to League of Legends that we've ever introduced, and we're all really, really excited about it. So
okay, that's something to look forward to, definitely. So at this point, I would just like to thank you for your honesty and your time. And is there any message you want to leave to your fans, anything you want to tell them?
I think the biggest message for us is just we're really grateful for everybody's support. And, you know, always one thing that we take very seriously is, always constructive feedback, like how we can improve is something we're very interested in. So that, and then also just how excited we are about esports and we're really looking forward to kicking it off this weekend at Gamescom. So I think we're all personally really excited about that. I can't wait personally. I'm excited.
That's cool. So I got one last question.
Sure.
It's more likely a troll question, because a great friend of mine, who is really also addicted to League of Legends and likes jungling with Udyr, insists that someday the tuxedo or suit Udyr will gonna be released, so the skin. And we told him it was a totally dumb idea and that would never happen. But do you have any statements to that?
Well, we currently aren't working in on a tuxedo Udyr. But Udyr is a really cool champion with a lot of possibilities for skins. And so I think if you think about what you could do with Udyr, I think we're thinking about the same thing. And we're really excited about some upcoming things for him. So, but no, we're currently not working on a tuxedo. Sorry
for him. So, yeah, that was basically it.
Cool.
Wow. That was more easy than I...